Kieran Gillen's X-Men gets an omnibus. Comic-Con Malaga is a total disaster. What does absolute evil mean for absolute Green Arrow? This is Comic Book Club News for October 1st, 2025. Kieran Gillen's run on X-Men is getting an omnibus. Well, one of his runs. Per ICV2, the massive 1,000-page hardcover will collect not just 30 issues of the writer's run on Uncanny X-Men, but also 5 issues of the Sword miniseries, 5 issues of AVX Consequences, and the X-Men Regenesis one-shot. In case you couldn't figure it out from the inclusion of the AVX, aka Avengers vs. X-Men miniseries, this is not the X-Men's Krakoa era, which would find Gillen returning to the franchise. Instead, there's the period well before that, around 2009 to 2012. The $125 book will feature 2 covers, one by Terry Donson and the other by Carlos Pacheco, and hit stores on April 14, 2026. The first ever San Diego Comic-Con Malaga held this past weekend in Spain was reportedly a total disaster, and not just because of the bizarrely awkward name for the convention. Per the beat, there are a number of major issues with the convention, which were aimed to bring the Comic-Con vibe to Spain, not least of which is that the organizers planned for 60,000 attendees and instead got 120,000. Due to that, the panel rooms were too small, the lines too long, and the convention goers were frequently standing for hours in the hot, hot sun. To make matters worse, no outside food or drink was allowed, meaning line-goers were parched unless they purchased water from the con. And the food was also knocked for being generic American fare, from terrible hot dogs to terrible hamburgers. And in terms of programming, it sounds like that under-delivered as well, including a tiny artist alley with only 4 rows. You can, and should, read the Beats reporting for much, much more, but with fans calling the show a total disaster, hundreds of complaints, and an inquiry launched into the con by Spain's largest consumer union, the 3-year contract Comic-Con signed to appear in Malaga may be in doubt. The beginning of DC Comics' Absolute Evil number 1, which hit stores today, seems to be a backdoor pilot for Absolute Green Arrow, which was announced at San Diego Comic-Con as coming next year from writer Pornsak Pichichot and artist Rafael Albuquerque. But, and massive spoiler warning here, seriously, I'll wait for you to hit stop on that podcast if you don't want to know, the book is not going to be about Oliver Queen, unless it's in flashback. That's because the shocker mid-issue is that Green Arrow is dead, killed by none other than Hawkman. Before that, though, we see the classic Oliver Queen, a billionaire fed up with other billionaires. Oliver is pretty much straight up the Green Arrow we know from the mainline universe, down to an arrow cave, the classic uniform, the beard, etc., etc., which certainly made this reader wonder, what is the Absolute Universe-style twist on this concept? Well, the twist is that he's beaten to death by Hawkman with his body thrown on a conference room table to show that the billionaire villains of this universe don't give an inch to traitors. Given that Absolute Green Arrow likely isn't Hawkman doing Weekend at Bernie's with Oliver Queen's dead body, what will the title actually be about? The easy answer is that it's going to be about Roy Harper, usually known as Speedy Addor Arsenal, not Oliver Queen. The reason is that Oliver is on the phone with Roy at the top of the issue. Roy is trying to talk him down from going all one-man army on a man named Jubal Slade, and in a certain sense, Roy is right. But it stands to reason that Roy will feel regret about letting Oliver go it alone and take on the Green Arrow mantle to go after Jubal and others. Another note that backs this theory up, though it's not in the issue, at WonderCon back in March, Pichichot effused on a panel about being obsessed with one-man army stories. Seems like he was, perhaps, tipping his hand early on. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. But honestly, has anyone ever had a good convention hot dog? Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.